Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, Yerushalmi, daf Samaches, and we are on Samach Zayin Mebe. It's a couple lines up from the bottom, and we're talking about different items, how much one has to carry them out in order to be chayav. And the last items that we mentioned were, what about an azov? What about a hyssop, a little branch? So we said, if you take it out for animal fodder, then you go by the size of the mouth of a goat. And that was the last Mishnah. All the different items that go by different types of animals, depending on what you normally feed. What do you normally feed to a goat, to a cow, v'chulu. So if you take the azov out for animal fodder, it's bali pigdi. If you take it out for firewood, then you go by the sheer firewood, sheer etzim. And if you take it out for hazaya purposes, if you happen to be a kohen, and maybe the assistant Kohen Gadol getting ready for Paraduma, so then you go by Kishir Hazaya. Kishir Hazaya. The Rambam lists off Paraduma as actually two mitzvahs. There's two mitzvahs in Paraduma. There's the din of Paraduma. We already mentioned last week, if you remember, the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban regarding many various types of Tumah, how the Rambam counts areas of Halacha as mitzvahs, as one of the 613. And the Ramban was not happy about that. But the Rambam counts Tumas Sheretz as one of the 613, right? Or Tumas Shechva Zera as one of the 613. The Rambam in Paraduma has two mitzvahs. Number one, Din Paraduma. So again, that's one. And number two, Din Tumas Meinida V'Taharasan. The Din of Tumas Meinida, right? And that also relates to how to prepare the waters and the likes. This is the Hazoya. The Hazoya, a way that one becomes tahar is if one dips the special water made with the ashes of the paraduma in the water, and dips it and sprinkles it a certain amount of time. So that's the paraduma. There weren't too many paradumas in history, right? There were nine. There were nine paradumas in history. There's only going to be one more. There's only going to be one more. That's a Mishnah in Maseches Para. That there were nine, and there'll be one more. And the Rambam quotes that in the end of Paragimel of Hilchas Paraduma, where the Rambam says that there have been nine paradumas, Mishin its tavo b'mitzvah zu achachar v'habayis b'shnia, until the end of Churban Bayis Sheni. The first one was done by Moshe Rabbeinu, actually by Elazar, if you remember by Elazar HaKohen, number one. Number two, the second one was done in the days of Ezra HaSofer. Three through nine were during Bayis Sheni. Remember, Ezra was beginning of Bayis Sheni. So three through nine were done during Bayis Sheni. And the tenth one will be done by HaMelech HaMashiach. That's what the Rambam says. But as we have pointed out in the name of the Lubavitcher Rebbe in the past, the Rambam adds on two words. Very unusual. At the end of Paragimel of Hilchos Para, the Rambam says, V'hasiris osa melech HaMashiach mehera yigale. Mehera yigale. May he appear soon and speedily in our days. And we pointed out that's an amazing Rambam because the Rambam in Mishnah Torah is very midakdek about every single word that he uses, right? He's not giving a drusha in Shul Shabbos morning where he's saying, Mashiach should come soon, Meher Yimeinu Amen, right? The Rambam is talking about, he's a Mishnah Torah. He's giving his magnum opus forevermore. But there's an emotional reaction that when he mentions that the 10th is Melech HaMashiach, he has to add in Mehera Yigala. He can't not say it. Can't not say it. That is the Rambam here in the end of Paragimel. But again, the Rambam here talks all about Paraduma. How do you do the Paraduma? What are the halachas of the Mechatos? That's a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah, the Rambam counts, in 15 prakim. 15 prakim of Hilchos Paraduma. Okay, we'll continue. A lot to say about Paraduma, but we'll have to leave that for now, even though there is no Bavli or Yerushalmi on Maseches Para, but we'll have to leave that for now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, what is the shear for reed? Right, going back to the Mishnah that we had, again, this parak started off with various measurements, and even on this stuff up earlier, right, Rabbi Yehuda says the measurement of a arguing on the Tanakhama, that Gemi, you go by the shoe size of a child. So if you do katan, katan, has to be a katan who knows how to wear shoes, meaning a little bit older katan, not a baby. So a little bit older child, a child that could wear his own shoes. Hamotzi kesha muhsin. If somebody takes out a tax collector receipt, we spoke in the Mishnah already, why you needed both lines. Why do you need a piece of paper? It tells me the shear of a plain piece of paper and then the tax collector you know, receipt, right, of what is in the Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Ches, wondered why you have to actually have that line if you have the previous line of Niyarik Bechtei Lichtov Lav Kesher Mochsin. Okay, we spoke about that last time. Tani Hamotzi Hotzi Kesher Mochsin Ach L'Rei L'Moches Chayiv. So what if you have a tax collection receipt? So before you show it to the tax collector at the toll, then it's very valuable to you, because you want to use that in order to exempt yourself from the tax. And therefore, chayiv, that if you carried out, that has a purpose, therefore you're chayiv. Misheher eilu moches, but what happens after you already showed it to the moches? So what purpose does it have? You already showed it to him, then potter, because it's basically useless. Basically useless, what are you carrying it out for? I don't know. Sometimes, you know, like you're at a store and you're like, you want a receipt? You don't really want one, but you like feel bad, and they're handing it to you, you're like, okay, fine. And you take different stuff in your pocket. You don't need that receipt for anything. Right, and then, and let's say you go outside Hotzah on Shabbos now with that receipt. So the Gemara says here, Mishirei Lomoch is Potter. What is the Karbonei that quotes Rashi? Shuv ain't Sarach Lo V'lo Chazi L'midi. Right, it's not worth anything. It's not right for anything. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Af Mishirei Lomoch is Chayev. Even after you showed it to the tax collector or at the toll. The toll booth, you're going to be chayiv if you take that out. Why? It does still serve a purpose. Right? What if you get stopped again? They'll ask you. It's not like a tax per bridge, right? Maybe there's one time, right? Do you pay your monthly fee? And therefore, if you can show it again, and you're still going to be chayiv for that. Right? See the carbonate on top. Below the poach of the, and even if you're not going to use it for to exempt yourself, but you want to show people that you pay your taxes. You want to show people that, you know, you're a person of means who could pay their tolls. Kadeshalo ya'alil alav la'achar zman, so that people don't start spreading things about him. So that is in terms of the tax collection. And again, as I said, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda here. If you look in the Meiri on Shabbos Daf Ayin Ches, that's where the sukkah comes up in the Bavli. The Meiri says, "Gedolei amachabrim poskim k'Rabbi Yehuda, shavavi shehareyu v'niftar lo chayiv. Even though you already showed it, you're going to be chayiv. Shemoil hu lo lahachzik atzmo kineman, because it still helps to, it serves some type of function for you, right? You could show this so people can know that you paid." And that you don't violate. So if it serves any purpose, it still has a use, and therefore you're going to be chayav for hotzah. Similar, the following. Hotzi, let's say you owe somebody money. You have a shtar chov against you. So hotzi, shtar chov, ach lo hareil the bal chov. What do you mean show it to the bal chov? Didn't you pay the bal chov? So the Karban Eda says, let's say, you owe somebody money, and the malveh said, you know, so-and-so could hold the shtar for me, a shlish. A third party could hold the star for me. I'm going away for a couple of weeks. So you know what? Pay so and so, and if you pay so and so, he'll give you back the star. And then so I won't be able to collect again. So that's what happened, right? I owed somebody, so I paid the third party, and then the third party gave me back the star. He gave me back the star. So that star is worthwhile to me, because when the malva comes back from his vacation, he's going to say, "No, I'm going to go to the. Did you pay?" I'm like, "Yeah, look, I have the star. Obviously, I paid. Go get the money from him." So that's what it says. Hotzi shtarchov, if you take out a shtarchov, achlo hereil lebalchov, before you showed it to the balchov, because you paid his messenger, right? You paid the third party, so before you showed it to him, it's still valuable to you. So chayiv. So then you're gonna be still gonna be chayiv, because it's still worthwhile to you. Misha is worth something. Misha hereil lebalchov pater. But after you paid, so what is the show? Right? You pay, just rip it up. Right? It's not worthwhile to you, worth something to you at all. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, afe shereil lebalchov chayiv. It's still worth something to you, even after you showed it to your balchov. Why? Shehu ra'ui laharos the balchov acher. Because you can show it, you want to get another loan from a different creditor. So the guy's like, oh, do you pay your loans? Yeah, sure, I pay my loans. Look at this. I paid this loan. So you can show it to a balchov acher, and therefore it is still valuable to you, and therefore you're going to be chayiv if you're motzi. Remember, if your motzi is something that's worthless, you're not going to be chayiv. Unless you are a matznia and you're somebody who collects these things and you have a history of it in the past. Good. One, again, not exactly connected, but once we're talking about Shtarei Chov, one Rambam just to mention. The Rambam in Hilchas Eidus, a much discussed Rambam. The Rambam talks about Paragimel of Hilchas Eidus, Paragimel Achadalid, Torah, She'ein makablim edus. Lo b'dini mamadis, lo b'dini nefashis, ele mipi edim. Sh'nemra p'ishtayim edim. Mipiem v'lo miksav yadan. Right? A yud sugya, yivamas laman aleph, and a gittin later on in the ayins, mipiem v'lo mipi ksavam. Edim have to give verbal testimony. They can't send their testimony in writing. Mipiem v'lo mipi ksavam. And so the question that's asked by all the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Balamor, so what do you do with a shtar? What do you do with shtar? Right? Shtar is Eidus of a shtar. So how could the Rambam say, there's no such thing, Mida Oraisa, as Eidus Bechsav? I'll read the Rambam. Midivrei Sofrim, Shechot Chindini Mamanis, Be'Eidus of a shtar. It's a Dinter Rabbanon that we, right, do cases of monetary. Lo Be'Eidus of a shtar. Ava Be'Shein Eidim Kayamim, Kadesh Lotinu Talas Befrei Lavin. Right, so that the people still lend money. So that's what I'm talking about. Well, shtar is a drabanan. Again, the Rishonim deal with the question of mipiem lo mibiksavam versus shtar. Said he worked that out. So Rabbeinu Tam says mipiem lo mibiksavam only means an aide who cannot say his testimony in Beis Din, meaning a mute. A mute is not allowed to write his testimony because you need at least Ra'ui, rather than Reb Zera, you need Ra'ui al-Hagad to say this. As long as you have Ra'ui, you can come, so then you can write it, right? You need the potential. But if you can't, that's what the Gemara is excluding by Mipiem Lomipik. Savam means only an Elaim. But most other Rishonim don't say, that's not what it's excluding. It's excluding writing down your testimony. So how do you answer that? So the Tosfos in Ksuba Staf Chaf and the Bala Mor and Yevamis give the Lumdish answer, which many Achronim like, and that is, Mipihem, v'lo mipik savam is a problem, but mipik savo is not a problem. Meaning you can't test, two either can't testify about somebody else's, you know, what happened. But if I'm committing myself, I could record my own obligation. That's called dasa mischayef. Right? That's a shtar. Shtar is not mipik savam and mipik savo, to use the language of the Bala Mor. Right? And that's why it's different. Shtar is a different type of halachic mechanism, and of course it's daraisa. But that's a whole other answer. But the Rambam seems to take it literally. Derabanan. If you have a mixavam, daraisa. I mean, derabanan, there's something called shtar. Isn't there something called a get? Is there something called a shtar kiddushin? What is the Rambam talking about? The Rosh Tar is a derabanan. Ah, that's what the Achronim, the Nesivus. The Nesivus says the Rambam here is only talking about shtare raya, or derabanan. But shtare kinyan are, of course, daraisa. A shtar that, you know, creates a transaction, creates a status change. A shtar kinyan, a get, v'chul. Of course, that's daraisa. That's not what the Rambam's talking about here. The Rambam is talking about edus shebishtar. That's going to be a raya, like a shtar chov. Right? So that's derabanan. That's derabanan. That's how the Achronim explain. But here we have talking about shtari raya in our Gemara as well. Okay. We continue a little bit more. Niyar machuk. If somebody carries out a worn, used paper, right, so it can't be used for writing anymore. So the Mishnah said enough to use as a bottle cap to put on a little tzlochis ketana shel palyotin, a little bottle of perfume. So you can put it on there. So yinar machok tini em yesh bo chalak and they lift of shteos yos chayev. Even if it's worn, but if there's a little section that's unused, that's enough space to write two letters, then you're chayev for that. You're chayev for that because that's, it doesn't matter that the rest of it is worn, but if there's enough space, then you're going to be chayev. Period. Halacha gimel next Mishnah. Other types of materials. Or, if somebody takes out or, kedei lasos kamiya, or leather, animal skin, kedei lasos kamiya. So what exactly is or? So there are three processes. The Karbana Eda here notes from the Gemara, there are three processes from going to animal skin to cloth. Right, there are three things you have to do. First, you have to do maliach, you have to put it in a very heavily salty substance. Right, that's the sugya malicha, right? One of the malachas, ma'abdo, right? Put it in a very salty substance. And then, afterwards, you have to kamiach, kemach, for the word flour. You have to soak it in a substance of flour and water. And then, afitz. Afatzim is gall nuts. You have to soak it, treat it with a gall nut extract, and those are the three stages. At every stage, it has different status in halacha, because every stage is usable for something different. If you only did stage one or stage two or stage three. So, or is after stage one. Or after stage one. Right? The Karbana Eda says, Malchainu maliach, velo kamiach, velo afitz. Right? So then, you can't use that yet for tefillin and mezuzahs. It's not processed enough yet. But you can use that to, you know, write something on. So, or Kedelasas Kamiya. Enough R to write an amulet. So you could carve it an amulet into the animal skin, write a little bit of Kamiya. So that's what it is used for. That's R. We skipped the Dursustis line because that the Gemara adds in. So Ms. Uhara, we didn't have it here. Klaf, right? The Gemara also says they have a klaf. Klaf, that's totally processed, right? The Harman Eda, Maliach, Vikamiach, Va'afitz. All three. You salted it, and you floured it, use that word, and you gallnutted it, right? You use the extract. So klaf, so if you totally processed it, K'delichto alav parsha katana shal tefillin shushama Yisrael. To write the smallest, that you use for writing tefillin, right? The totally processed klaf. So then that, so the smaller of the two parshas of tefillin, right? To write the small parsha of tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. Says the Karban Eda, K'delichto alav parsha katana, Da'aydi d'dameha yikarim, because it's very valuable. Once you processed it all, with all three processes, lo avidin minei kesha muhsin. You're not going to use that to use for a tax receipt. You're not going to give the tax collector here, write the receipt on here. No. El tefillin mezuzas. You're only going to use that for tefillin mezuzah, velo mechaya b'shir ezuta. So a smaller amount of that, even though a kesha muhsin is much smaller, you're not going to use that to write on, and therefore that is, the minimum shear is only enough to write Shema Yisrael. Would we like not know exactly what the smallest parsha of tefillin is? If the Mishnah wouldn't tell us. Could they lift the parsha of Tana Shebet tefillin, period. If you have to know Shema Yisrael, I have to check. What Kadesh Vayikviyacha, I know those are longer. And Bahayim Shemoah, it's much longer. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us Shehu Shema Yisrael? So if you look in the Tosfos Yontif right here. Tosfos Yontif says, what's the emphasis of the, and this is the smaller, Tamili, Lamai Itzrich Lafarish, Dezil Karia Parshish of Tfilin. Just open up your Tfilin. Or check a Chumash. You know which one is the smallest. Venerali, the Itzrich Lamisni. No, you would have said it. A big Kiddush in terms of the Havamina. Taha Amikiva, that's on, since we learned in the end of the third parak of Menachas. Arba Parshish of Tfilin, Ma'akvo Zuazu. We know that Tfilin, if I have three Parshias of Tfilin, I don't have the fourth one. It's meaningless to put on tefillin with three parshias. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. Right? You can't, it's not the, like dal and minim, all or nothing. If I only have an esrog, why should I take an esrog if I don't have aravas and hadasim? It's all or nothing. Right? Another thing, tzitzis. Tzitzis, it's not all or nothing. Tcheles and lavan, or not ma'akiv zezeh. If I don't have any tcheles, I can still do the lavan. But tefillin, shel rosh and shel yad, are not ma'akiv each other. Are not mocking each other. If somebody has a cast on their arm the whole way up, and there's no space to put the box on the upper arm, so what do? Oh, put it on the other arm? Wrong. Why? Because if you put it on the wrong arm, then you're not Yotze, right? You're Onus. It's Onus. You can't put it on. You put it on the Shel Rosh. And Ashkenazim, we pass you to make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. Make two brachas. L'haniach and al-mitzvahs on the Shel Rosh. But the four parshas that fill in are ma'akiv each other. So says the Tosfos Yontif, im kain, lo levi shir lo tzah shabbat, salam kain, chayev bichtei, lichtov, alav, kol arba parshas. Maybe only a klaf big enough to write all four. All four, because after all, what's one to you? One is not helpful at all. Right? One, you can't have to fill it with all. So maybe you might have thought you need all four. Ahachik tani shishma Yisrael, mikiva shaparsha ketana, Kishma Yisrael, Yish Lasharba, Levad. Shekain Koronas Levad Amitaso. Because you can say Kriya Shema Lamita. Right? That's just the Shema. Right? But they didn't have Sfarim in those days. They used cloth. So the same cloth. You can use it for Kriya Shema Lamita. Vim Tomar. Lomali Lamisti Parashak Tana Shebet Filin. Yish Lomar. Di Lav She Nechtava Bet Filin. Mishim Shekara Amitaso Belvad. Lohayin Misharin Ba. Sherova Olam Bekian Ba. The Koronoso Balpeh. Most know about Balpeh. So I really, this is really needed for me. It's really needed. V'im v'inami Koronoso B'toch Sefer Shalem. Aval hashta debit tefillin nechtava avalo sagi b'lafachi v'gam alamita Koronoso levad l'afikach v'netzuchamim ha'shir b'levad. Okay, picks that shear because it is useful, even just that. Okay, he talks more, but this is the shear for cloth. That is totally processed, all three processes. So that's my Yisrael. Dio, how much ink? Back to the Mishnah. How much ink? Could they lift of a lav shteosios? Enough to two letters of, because we know the shear of Ksiva is two letters. Kochal, eye paint, tilicholai nachas, enough to paint one eye. Zephis v'gafris, pitch and sulfur, kedei lasos nekev, in order to make a hole. What do you mean to make a hole? You have a kli, and you're going to fill it up with zephis and gafris, the little hole on top, and then make a tiny little hole in that as a spout, so to speak, to get it to make a hole for the stuff to come out. So as much as you need to fill up that hole, and then make a hole inside the middle of it. Shava, how much wax? Kdelitin api nekev katan. Enough to close up a little hole. Enough wax, a little bit, a drop of wax, that's already meaningful. That's already meaningful, and therefore it is good enough. Good. There's a lot to talk about tefillin and mezuzah, but we'll leave that for now. Or, k'delasos kamiya v'chulu. So our Mishnah has, or, enough to make a kamiya, an amulet. Is tani tani k'deliton ala kamiya. There's another version, the Brisa says, or the another version of our Mishnah is, to put on a kamiya, meaning to cover a kamiya, which is a little bigger. A little bigger, but to wrap the kamiya in. Manda amrei delasos kamiya pein rechicha. So there's no machlokas. The one that says our version of the Mishnah to make a kamiya, that's a softer that you could write on, that you could mark in. So manda amrei delitin ala kamiya bein kashya. That's the hard that can be used as a cover, but it's not good for writing. Period. Klaf k'dei lift of a love parsha k'tana she betzvilan shishma Yisrael. Klaf, the totally processed maliach kamiach and afitz. That's to write tefillin on. Hada d'idat amar b'kolef pnei ha'or. That's only the inner layer of the or, which is used for that. Bram behin duchsustin. Right, that's what we just said in the. That's what we took out that line in the Mishnah. But the duchsustis, which is the external layer, right, that's made of two layers, the inner and the outer. The lift of sheparshias shebe mezuzah. The duchsustis, the outer one is used for mezuzah. The inner one is used for tefillin. So if you're talking about the external one, the outer one, that's not used for tefillin, so you're going to have a different shear. So that's to write the two parshios of mezuzah. Interesting, the two parshios. Shema is also in mezuzah, but Shema is meaningless on a mezuzah. Right? You need both. You need both. Shema and Vahaya, the two places it talks about mezuzah there. So again, because klaf, the totally processed and the inner side is used for tefillin, duchsus is used for mezuzah, gvil is used for sefer Torah. That's a different stage. Each one is basically halacha moshe b'sinai. I learned out from Torah Shebaal Peh. Good. Dio. I just mentioned one thought about tefillin. One thought about tefillin. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin has an amazing ava, has an amazing line. The question is, where does he get it from? Where does he get it from? So some suggest it's a Gemara in Brachas, that the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed, has a intriguing story. Intriguing story that I'm not exactly sure what the message of the story is. It's just a two-line story of Maseches Brachos. The Gemara tells us the story, but first I'll read the Rambam. Then we'll work backwards. The Rambam says the last Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin. Rambam puts Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah all together. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin says the Rambam Kedushas Tefillin Kedusha Gedolahi. She calls Masha Tefillin al Rosho Shel Adam v'al Zroo. As long as the tefillin, you're wearing the Tefillin and you're somebody who wears Tefillin, who anav v'yare ve'eno nimshach b'schoku b'sicha b'teila. You're humble. You're fearful. You are not pulled to talk narishkeit. Ve'eno maharher b'machshavos ra'os elamafana libo l'divrei ha'emes v'atzedek. Wow. Where does Rambam get this from? That basically you're a different person when you wear tefillin. Unclear. If you look in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed, Lamina Abayis, the Maariv Chaya says, This is the Rambam source. The Gemara says there, Lamina Abayis, beginning of the fifth parak of Maseches Brachas in the Bavli. The Gemara quotes a story. Abaya have Yosef kami derabba. Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazi davika badach tuva. Rabba saw that Abaya was fooling around a little bit. I don't know what that means for Abaya, fooling around. Badach tuva. He was a little, right, Rashi says, Badach tuva, yoser midai, v'nire kaporek ol. It appeared that he was like throwing off the yoke. I don't know what Abaya was doing, but I assume that what we do would be a kal v'chomer, nire kaporek ol. But I guess for Abaya, nire. So Rabba says to him, gila beradaksiv. It says it to him, gila beradaksiv. Where's your ra'ada? Where's your ra'ada? V'gila beradaksiv. Amar le'Abaya answers, don't worry. I'm not tefillin manachna. I got tefillin. End of the story. What does that mean? I'm not tefillin manachna. I have tefillin, and therefore, what, is he wearing tefillin now, or he wears tefillin in general? But the Maharaj Chai says, because you're a different person when you had tefillin. Don't worry, I'm protected. I have tefillin, I'm an anav, and a yare, and a mahal, and a besicha b'teila. That's the fascinating line of the Rambam. Says the Gemara, Dio, how much ink? Hotzi Dio, imbakul, mesei luchla sheosios, how much ink? If it's in a quill, where you're going to write right away, enough to write two osios, which means, because when you take a quill and you write with two osios, it has to be a drop more than that, because some of the ink is going to remain on the quill. Can't get every drop of it off. And in bekli, and if it's a kli, which you're going to have to dip the quill into in order to, so you need even a little more, because some of it's going to stay on the sides of the walls of the kli, and then some of it's going to stay on the quill. So, tarchiosu, you need a little bit more than that. Similar parallel. Tamatanini, we learned it in Mishnah Meseches, para. We know that the water of the paraduma, as we spoke about before, is metame, right? That's the, one of the chukim, metare is atameh, metame is atahorim. But only enough water to sprinkle on somebody is metame. So how much is that? So again, makame mami ebahim kedei azoya, Rabbi Yirmiya, so it gives a certain amount. Rabbi Yirmiya says, lo mistavra, isn't it logical in bekli tzorach yatir? If you have it in a kli and you're going to have to dip the azov into the kli, you need a little more because, as we said, some of it's going to stay on the side of the kli. So if you need enough to sprinkle, you're going to have a little bit more than sprinkle in order to do that. I saw in the Maharik writes that the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos quotes this in Yudches Tes. In Yudches Tes, says the Rambam, Hamotzi dio al kumis, shiirok de luchto minash de osios. Avam hotzi dio bifrei atzmo, o pekeses, tzorach shiebo yeser al zeh, kde she yale bimenu al kumis, de luchto de osios. Right? You gotta have a little bit more, in order to be able to write. So the Maharik writes in Shoresh Kuf, who davar yadua, Sharabenu Moshe, the Rambam, Rogil Livsok Api Yerushalmi, Yoser Mikol Aposkim Ayaduim Etzleinu. More than all other Rishonim, the Rambam often asks the Yerushalmi. It could be the Rambam had the Yerushalmi and the other Rishonim didn't have a whole Yerushalmi. That could be too. But either way, the Rambam says the Maharik in Shoresh Kuf here, that he says, Vafilo b'makom she'ein Talmudenu mochiach k'divrei Yerushalmi, lifamim yifsok k'moso. And even if it's not clear what the Bavli holds, still the Rambam will pass like a Mefurish Yerushalmi. Right? So the Maharik says, here it's because it's not clear in the Bavli about needing more. Maybe just enough to write two letters, even if it's, some of it's going to get stuck in the side of the Kli, the Rambam passes this way. Rambam passes like this. The Maharik quote proves it from this line. We continue. Kochel k'dei lichol ayin achas. How much eye paint enough to color one eye? So the question is, one eye, Am Rabbi Bun, Barchia, four days. She can ishok kochelas achas meineh aviyeset l'shuk. A woman one time might color one eye and go out to the shuk. If she is a promiscuous woman who wants to catch people's attention, so she'll color one eye so people look at her like, whoa. She'll try to catch somebody's eye. Am Rabbi Avon, afilu zonah shebezonos, say no, it's okay. No, even the most promiscuous woman doesn't do that kind of thing. Right? Color one eye. So Ella, rather this. She can isha if one eye is hurting her and she can't put eye paint on that eye, she'll put it on the other eye. Number three, Amar Rabbi Mana, Matana Chosheshes. What do you have to say the case that she doesn't feel well? El Shekein Isha Kochelas Achas Beineha Umatvenas Chaveretav Yetzel Lashuk. She'll color one eye and she'll veil the other eye, right, to look tsenua or however you want. So that comes up. Li Bav Tini Ba'Achas Meinayich, like the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, one eye. Number four, Rabbanan the case of Hashem Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, Shekin Isha Suma Ba'achas Meinah, V'kochalas Chaveretav Yetzel Lashuk. Right, an Isha Suma. Suma with one eye, and she'll color the other one. So there are different ways, different possibilities. The woman might color one eye, so it is considered, not considered so unusual, so that's the shear. Zephas v'gafris, k'dilasos nekev, as we said, sulfur and pitch to make a little hole in the kli. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina amar, b'mezanik shanu. We're talking about flowing, molten sulfur and pitch. That's the shear for these materials. Shavak de'litin apinekav katan, wax. Tani Rabbi Chiya k'dei liton al pisa de katan, a little crack, which is even smaller than a little hole, a tiny little piece of wax in order to put in. Period. Halacha dal nishna. Debek, how much glue could they litain barosh hashav sheves? Enough to put on the top of a board. The way they used to catch birds. They used to have a board, put a little food on the board, and put a little glue. Like we have mouse traps, right? So a bird trap. You put a little glue on top. So enough glue to catch a bird. That's as much glue. Charsis, white clay. They lost those pikurshal sulfurizov. They used to use white clay in order to create a tight seal with one of those bellows that when you want to make a fire bigger, you take this clay and you open it, close it. So in order to make a tight seal where that goes into the oven, they used to use this white clay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, they lost those pitput, enough to help to make a tripod to put that clay on. Soup and enough flour, bran, they lead to an apikurshal sefizar. They also use that in the refining process. Sid, lime, they lasso katanash rebanos, to smear on a little finger of a little girl. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, they lasso kilkul, no, in order to smear on her temples, to keep her hair down. Rabbi Chemi Omer, they lasso zandifi, on her forehead. Different usages for the lime. Malcharsis, back to the first line, what is white clay? Chivra white. Shmuel Amar, offer how much dirt in order to do the mitzvah of kisi adam, to cover up the blood of a little bird. Tani Shmuel, offer va'efer. You could use either one. Offer va'efer. Sounds like Avram Avinu, right? Offer va'efer in order to cover up the little bird blood. Tani cheres kalshu, a little shard kalshu, even a tiny amount that you could also, it's usable, it's not muksa. Because a little shard you could use to cover something. Gemi, a reed, kalshu, mutal tatlam b'toch habayis. Right? You could carry those in a house because those are roy to cover up. I don't know, Pnei Moshe says you have some saliva on the floor. These tiny little things could be used to cover up the saliva. Reb Zira b'shem Shmuel, u'bava ben amuchan. As long as these were, you had das on these before Shabbos. If you threw it into the garbage, says the Pnei Moshe, then they're muksa. So forget hotzah, you can't even touch them. You can't move them. V'tani came. We also learned, Megufa Sachaves, if you have a cover of a barrel that broke, but you have the cover, the Charaseha and the shards of the barrel, Mutlatatam Badakabayas, you can be Matatulam because they're still usable. If they're still usable. Hishlichan La'aspa, once you throw it into the garbage, Asaliga Bohen, because now it's Muksa. Good. Then the one comment about Sid, the lime that we have 3 days in the Mishnah, what the shear is. Amar Rabbi, near and div Rabbi Yehuda, Ba'asui Kebetza. I think Rabbi Yehuda is right. Rabbi Yehuda said the shear is Kilkol. That means the temples by the thick type of lime that's like an egg of a divrei Reb Nechemya b'chavod, and like Reb Nechemya who says the forehead by chavod by thin lime. Good. Let's just read the Mishnah. Mishnah Adama red clay kuchotam amartzufa. They used to use red clay to stamp the big cargo sacks. You need a big mark like they used to send things on a boat. So that's the way they use the red clay for. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chamomim, Kachodim Igris, no, like the stamp for smaller letters, so a small amount. Zevel, Vacholadak, fertilizer, or thin sand, Kdelazavel, Kelashakur of Divrei Rabbi Akiva, in order to plant, to fertilize one stalk of a cabbage. Vachamomim, Kdelazavel, Kresha, smaller, to fertilize a leek. Chol, gas, thick sand, Kdelitan, Alpimale, Kapsid, right, in order to the amount to mix in with a lime sand structure, enough sand to mix in with the lime. Kane, delasos kolmis. A kane, a reed, in order to make a quill. Imaya ave, o merusas, but if it's thick, so it's not usable to make a quill, or broken, delavasho be a kalash rebetsim, enough to cook an egg, an easy cooking egg, like chicken's egg, trufa, benatuna beilfits. Put with oil and preheated in a pot, it's pretty quick, however long it's, whatever amount of reed that you need to help cook the egg, that is the shear for hotzah. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue.